BBC Six Music podcasts.
Six Music.
This is a free download from the BBC.
Find out more at bbc.co.uk/sixmusic.
And now, Adam and Joe.
It's Classic Song Wars, the war of the songs. A couple of tunes by a couple of prongs. We've picked some old ones to play you today, and we're talking about them in a ludicrous way, so check it out.
Hello and welcome to Song Wars Classic. That's classic spelt K-Q-L-L-A-S-S-I-X-C-Q with a silent X. Song Wars Classic.
K-Q-L-L-A-S-S-I-X-C-Q.
Yes, the X is silent. Song Wars Classic.
Classique.
No, you see, you've pronounced it wrong.
Classique.
Wrong. Song Wars Classic is the way it's pronounced.
What is Song Wars Classic?
I'm glad you asked. You pronounced it wrong. Song Wars Classic is a collection of the greatest star. There's a little star next to the word greatest there.
Mm.
The greatest songs to come out of the Song Wars section of the Adam and Joe radio show ever.
Ah.
Here's the star.
So they'd be all mine, though. Well, how do you get involved in this?
Well, here's the star. Listen to the star that was next to the word greatest.
Yeah.
Star. These are not necessarily the greatest to come out, and they are not all Joe's.
What?
They're not all Joe's.
What?
In fact, mainly, they belong to Buckulees. They were created.
What?
They were created by Dr. Buckles.
This small printer better be very small.
No, that's not true.
It's not true on either our parts. This is just a way to keep your ears happy, listeners, while we're away for the summer, to give you the chance to listen to some of your favourite Song Wars songs again. Because we've been inundated with emails saying, please, 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 Adam and Joe, please recycle your old Song Wars songs in a lazy way. And talk around them to make them sound fresh over the summer, haven't we?
You would be a rotten spin doctor.
Do you think?
When I'm in politics. No. When I'm in politics and I'm working for the Houses of Parliaments, you are not going to be my spin doctor. In the Buckles version of In the Loop.
Yes.
What's it called?
It's called In the Loop.
The actual TV show, The Thick of It.
Oh, yeah, The Spinsters.
Yeah, you would have no place. You would not be my foul-mouthed spin doctor.
Oh, I'm glad.
Because, you know, the fact is that what we're giving here, you were right about...
You sounded like Simon Cowell just then.
Did I?
The fact is that what we're giving here...
We're giving something very special.
The fact is, Tippy Toes, I've never seen a dog do what you do. And for that reason, you're through the next round.
This is the best song I've ever heard in my life. Should we start off then? Should we explain which category we're going to go first with?
Yes.
Now, this was a Song Wars when we were going to write something sexy. Whose idea was this? Was it yours?
I can't remember. I really don't remember. It was an erotic. That was the only brief, wasn't it? Just an erotic song.
It was a listener, I think, who suggested this. But
that's right. It was the idea of family-friendly erotica.
Right.
So it was something a little bit saucy, a little bit sexy that could still go out on a Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm.
It was a minefield. We could have gone wrong in so many ways. It could have been inappropriate in so many ways, but you know, we really nailed it.
Shall we toss a coin? Because listeners, some listeners will know about who won that week.
Does that sound conceited that I said we really nailed it?
No, it's just another one of your silly lies.
That's true. That's all right. People are used to them.
Here's a coin. Heads or tails to go first?
Well, I think I'll go for heads.
Okay. Joe Cornish, heads to go first.
What's the point of this?
Well, because...
Coin tossing.
Because so we establish who goes first.
Right.
Because some of the listeners don't know who won that
Maybe the losing song should always go first, and then the winning song should go second.
No, because they don't know who's won yet.
Oh,
it's like an extra element for people who never heard it.
You're right.
All right. So heads to go first.
Yeah.
Heads it is.
Heads it is.
Joe Cornish goes first. Do you want to say a bit about your song, or do you want to leave it till after?
I'll leave it till after. I'll just give you the introduction. This is Dr. Sexy, and it's all about a very sexy doctor. Yeah, you wouldn't have guessed that, would you?
Like Dr. Fox?
No, nothing like Dr. Fox. Oh. Here it is.
The doctor's ready to see you if you'd like to go through.
My name is Dr. Sexy. I got just what you need. But I ain't got no medical degree.
Know what I mean? I diagnose that you have sexy disease. The symptoms include hotness and the wearing of tight jeans. Would you pop this in your mouth? Don't worry, it's clean.
It's just a thermometer.
Oh my God, now she's hotter than anyone I've ever seen.
Nurse Tortillas, is your diagnosis the same as mine?
Yes, Dr. Sexy, it's outrageous. And I think she's so hot, it's contagious. I can't fake it, I can't take it. And I'm feeling the urge to get naked.
That kind of talk's inappropriate, Nurse Tortillas. What kind of a doctor's surgery do you think this is?
Sexy, sexy doctor, Dr. Sexy.
Oh yes, I nearly forgot.
My name is Dr. Sexy, but I'm not NHS. This is a private practice, now pop off your vest. Can I try an experimental technique I learned in Japan? They call me Dr. Sexy, and I've sterilized my tools. Let's break some British Medical Association rules.
Dr. Sexy, you'll be struck off for that.
Sounds good.
Oh, doctor.
I got a very nice email from John Ronson, the famous, brilliant journalist, immediately after playing that. He said it was the funniest thing he'd ever heard, but then he's been in prison for a long time.
Yeah.
That's not true. No, but that was very nice. And that was not the song, but, you know, Ronners to send me that. That had a sample from Dave Matthews from a funk album called Sandworm.
Ooh.
It's a kind of funk interpretation of great sci-fi works.
Right. Is it really?
Yeah, and that's a funk interpretation of the Sandworms from Dune.
Doesn't remind me of Sandworms.
Well, that's the kind of music the Sandworms from Dune would play if they were in a band.
Right.
Like the Star Wars Cantina Band, because most aliens are in bands.
Sure.
Most of them have a sort of cantina-type gig.
And they play futuristic music.
They play futuristic jazz funk, usually. But these particular Sandworms, I mean, they're huge. Mm. So they can only play in very, very big venues. They find it harder to get their bookings.
When you say huge, famous?
No, I mean absolutely vast.
I
mean, they're like miles long.
Like U2.
Yeah, are they that big?
Well, they're huge.
Who's the lead one called? Bono.
He's
like a little
Bon.
Leprechaun, isn't he? Tiny little elf man.
No, he's huge.
Is he huge?
He's absolutely huge.
Really?
The biggest band in the world.
Anyway, that's the story behind the sample there. And then the beat's enhanced with a chaosillator, of course.
Right.
But wow, what a sexy song.
This is classic albums.
The stories behind the tracks that have become evergreen classics.
That's amazing stuff.
That's amazing. Any questions, Adam, about that song?
What was it like? Did you know, when you were making it, when you were creating
yes.
Dr. Sexy,
yes.
did you have any inclination of what it was going to turn out like?
No, I very much... I'm answering this question seriously. It's a serious question, right?
Yes.
No, I didn't. You know, I just go with the flow. When I compose, it's like God is speaking through me.
Right.
I sort of lose control... And I enter this blissful zone where losing control is control. And
Camden.
Yes, Camden on a Friday night.
Right.
Does that answer your question?
That's amazing. Thank you so much for sharing.
That's okay.
Do you want to hear my song?
No. I don't. No, I do. I like this song. It's about dirty robots. And it's got all sorts of brilliant computer-type dirty metaphors, SCSI ports, 16-pin DINs. It's all about slotting things into things.
That's the basic joke.
Which is a sexy idea.
Plugging things in.
Because, of course, human sexual intercourse involves a little bit of plugging.
A little,
and some compatible male and female lead.
Sloppy drive.
Sloppy drive.
I didn't have the 16-pin DIN joke in there.
No, you should have.
That's one I missed.
Yeah, that's more, yeah.
Look at your 16-pin DIN.
That's more like a sort of Japanese porno DVD.
Let's have a listen.
I'm a dirty robot, please would you clean me? I need to wipe down with a lovely oily rag. There's something stuck inside my special tube. I wonder if you'd be so kind as to remove it. I would like to link up to your port with my pen enter. There won't be viruses with my pen enter code.
We're dirty robots. We're dirty robots. We've come from the past in search of models with slots. Our discs are all floppy. It makes us quite stroppy, because we're incompatible when we get the hots. Now it's all wireless. There's the connection. It's nice to just be scansy, even if you get some knots. Satnav likes me. She's seen my modem hanging out. That's right, babe, it's enormous, and it does the job, well, just about. Here, let's get connected. There we go. Now you can send me dirty pictures. Very, very slow. Now where's your lovely hard drive box? Have you got a slot for me? Hey, what's the problem? Why'd you kick me in the USB? We're dirty robots. We're dirty robots. We wish to connect with other machines with slots. We're not that picky, but we're finding it tricky, 'cause no one seems to want to, and we thought there'd be lots. So we're sticking our cables wherever we're able, which sometimes can result in some extremely nasty shocks. Dirty robots, dirty robots. We'll hook up with toasters, we'll hook up with clocks. We'll plug into freezers, we're filthy metal geezers. To us, a parking meter is a bit of a fox. If it's got machine parts, then that's where the fun starts. And if it is electric, then of course that also rocks. Dirty robots, dirty robots. We come from the past in search of models with slots. Our discs are all floppy, it makes us quite stroppy, because we're incompatible when we get the hots. Dirty robots, dirty robots, dirty robots, dirty robots.
That's a long one, isn't it?
If I had a criticism, I would say that it was maybe 4 or 5 verses too long.
I disagree. I think you really struck out into new territory there by having a long instrumental passage.
After the first verse.
Yeah, and it, yeah, because it's unusual, isn't it? That middle eight usually comes sort of 2/3 of the way through. It's but true. There, you pulled it up to the beginning. And there's a couple of lyrics I'd like to ask you about. There's something stuck inside my special tube. What's happening there?
What is happening there?
I mean, kidney stone?
My special tube. I don't
is that
know.
A kidney stone? Or, you know, it's just that robots... I just wonder what was happening there, you know?
Yeah, that's a very good question. Don't know.
It's dramatic. That's a good answer, though.
This is what they should have on classic albums, isn't it? Don't
yeah,
know.
So, Mr. McCartney, where did that lyric come from?
I don't know. Great.
And during the long instrumental passage, there's very few lyrics, but then in a robot voice in the background, you say, shiny knobs.
Shiny metal knobs.
Where did you get that idea?
Well, it's funny, isn't it? Because the word knob can be used to mean a couple of things. One, like a pulling...
An
operational yeah, pulling thing. Protrusion. Yeah. Or a button for activating machinery. Mm. Or... And I don't know if you knew this.
Yeah.
It can be used to refer to the male willoy.
The male knob.
Or wink wonk.
Yeah. I did know that.
Yeah. Well, so in my song, that's what was happening.
Well, it's a good song. And yeah. That was a hard fought battle. In the end, Dr. Sexy won.
Dr. Sexy absolutely creamed me that week. I don't think it was a total walk. Sometimes in Song Wars, I've been beaten like by 95% to Joe Cornballs, and I've just got nothing. But that week, I think I got about maybe 15% of it. I might be wrong, but I didn't get totally 100% pureed. But it was pretty convincing.
And that, you know, Dr. Sexy then sort of became my name for lots of listeners. One of my nicknames.
That's right.
That I'm not displeased about.
No. Well, someone even made a video for that song, didn't they?
Did they?
Of them grooving around to it. A lady.
A lady?
It's up on YouTube,
A woman.
A woman.
That's exciting. Anyway, wow. I mean, those songs are going to sit very differently in listeners' heads now that they've been contextualised like that, don't you think?
Absolutely.
All the anecdotes behind the making of them.
Oh, very much so. Interesting stuff.
Interesting insights. Stuff.
We should remind people that not only are those songs now immortalised in the context of this fascinating chitter-chatter, but also you can download them as individual MP3s from our blog.
Yeah, just like real songs.
Exactly.
Imagine.
Almost exactly like real songs. So don't forget to visit the blog where you can find all those things and so much more besides.
And the address is bbc.co.uk/blogs/Adam and Joe. And you'll find those songs as well as all sorts of other nonsense.
So that's it for this week's Song Wars Classics. Who knows what we'll be pulling out of the classic song barrel next week.
The wrinkly old sack.
We do.
By the way, you mispronounced classic. It's chlaswichachwe.
Chlaswichachwe.
Yeah.
Okay. Song Wars Chlaswichaches will be back next week. Take care. Have a good week.
Bye.
Bye.
If you enjoyed the Adam and Joe podcast, then why not try the John Richardson podcast? Download it now. bbc.co.uk/6music.